Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're looking at the topic, My Redeemer. This is based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 33 and 34. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast. They refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their case or their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. Have you ever felt that God will never rescue you from the uncomfortable working conditions that you're currently under? Have you ever felt that God will not rescue you from the unhappy marriage situation that you are currently facing? Have you ever felt that you will never be released from the financial burdens that are currently strangling you? Have you ever felt that God is punishing you for transgressing his law and he will never release you from the consequences of your sin? I'm sure that there are times in our Christian journey when we just don't feel that our Redeemer is a present help in the time of trouble. It is highly possible that the same way we felt about God not being there for us when we needed him most is the same way that the children of Israel felt when they were under Babylonian captivity. I guess they felt that God would never release them from their bondage because they were originally placed in Babylonian captivity because they transgressed God's law. But while they were in Babylon lamenting their situation, the Lord sent a message through the prophet Jeremiah to his people. In Jeremiah chapter 50 verse 33 and 34, the Lord made the following statement. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast. They refused to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord is his name. The Lord of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their case or their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. What a mighty God we serve. Even though God had originally placed the children of Israel under the oppressive hands of the Babylonians, God was reminding them that not only was he their Redeemer, but his hands were also very strong. Here, God was reminding them that as their Redeemer, he would plead their cause before the Father, and one day their oppressors will be disquieted. What a refreshing message that God gave to his people. I'm sure many of us can relate to this situation. Sometimes we wonder if God will ever come through for us and release us from the current terrible situation that we find ourselves in. But this morning, God is reminding us that no matter what situation we find ourselves in, he is our Redeemer and his hands are strong. There is no problem too big for God to handle. There's no situation that we are going through that our Redeemer does not possess the ability to pull us out of. Today, God is reminding us that our Redeemer is alive. He is faithful and true. He can defend us from all our problems, and we can depend on him to take care of us 100% of the times, even if he has placed us under the oppressive hands of the Babylonians because of our disobedience. Today, God wants us to call upon our Redeemer because he is faithful and true. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, God takes notice of the bondage of his people in Babylon as he did of their bondage in Egypt. He has surely seen it and has heard their cry. Israel and Judah were oppressed together. Those that remained of the captives of the 10 tribes upon the uniting of the kingdoms of Assyria and Chaldea seem to have come and mingled with those of the two tribes, and to have mingled tares with them, so that they were oppressed together. They were humble supplicants for their liberty, and that was all. They could not attempt anything together towards it, for all that took them captives held them fast and were much too far or much too hard for them. But this is their comfort in distress, that though they are weak, their Redeemer is strong. Their Avenger, he that has a right to them and will claim his right and make good his claim. He is stronger than their enemies that hold them fast. He can overpower all the force that is against them and put strength into their own people, though they are very weak. The Lord of hosts is his name, and he will answer to his name and make it to appear that he is what his people call him, and will be that to them for which they depend upon him. Note, it is unspeakable, the unspeakable comfort of the people of God, that though they have hosts against them, they have the Lord of hosts for them, and he shall thoroughly plead their cause. Pleading, he shall plead it. Plead it with jealousy. Plead it effectively. Plead it and carry it, that they may give rest to the land and to his people's land, rest from their enemies round about. This is applicable to all believers who complain of the dominion of sin and corruption, and of their own weakness and manifold infirmities. Let them know that their Redeemer is strong. He is able to keep what they commit to him, and he will plead their cause. Sin shall not have dominion over them. He will make them free, and they shall be free indeed. He will give them rest, that rest which remains for the people of God. I pray that we will continue to surrender every single area of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that God can help us to have faith and trust in our Redeemer, because he's alive and he is strong. We have nothing to fear once we put all of our trust in our Redeemer. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the reminder today that you are Redeemer. You are stronger than all of our enemies, stronger than all of our foes, and stronger than our greatest enemy, the devil. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us that even if we are placed into captivity because of our disobedience, Lord, you are still there with us, and your power is greater than those that try to destroy us. Thank you, Lord, for this word today, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.